Hey, Russell, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Can't complain.
Good. Congratulations with everything that's gone on so far this year.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. We were actually talking to some of the guys here, and it certainly screams to the TV if you've watched this team. The responsibility, the playbook, seems to now be much more wide open for you these days, and it's probably because you earned it. But can you talk a little bit about the difference in the beginning of the year and now what it is you get to choose from?
Well, I've just continued to grow, and this offense just in general, we can do a lot of different things. We're very versatile, and that helps, you know, come game day. And, you know, it takes a lot of hard work. You know, Coach Bevel's doing a tremendous job of getting us in the right situations at the right time and calling the right plays. And so I think it's a testament to the coaching staff and also to the players who are trying to learn as much as they can. And then, you know, for me, it's been a constant progression. And I knew I would have to trust the process and just continue to be on that constant quest for knowledge, and that's what I'm on every day.
I think one of the other things I talked to Matt Ryan about, it, there's a moment when a quarterback realizes they're letting me, I have more of the playbook to choose from, and sometimes less is not necessarily better. You're a better offense now because you have an ability to do more things.
I definitely think so. I think, you know, for me, I like tons on my plate, and, you know, obviously, Matt's a tremendous quarterback, Matt Ryan, so I've watched him, you know, come through up the NFL and in college as well. And so, you know, he's a guy that likes a ton on his plate, and, you know, he loves, you know, controlling the game. And so, you know, for me, it definitely helps a lot just to have more on my plate because it gives me more options. It allows me to play my game and just play free and just go out there and just trust my reads and trust the process.
I don't know how much of the history of the league you know, but a couple of guys around here, including Mike Nolan, actually used a Fran Tarkington analogy. He said he kind of reminds me of Fran Tarkington. That's pretty heady.
Yeah, man, I know who Fran Tarkington is. Obviously, he's a tremendous quarterback who played, you know, several years back, way back when, and did a lot of great things and kind of changed the game. And, you know, I used to study film on him and also on Doug Flutie, and I studied tons of film on Drew Brees and different guys who've been very, very successful, you know, not being the prototypical 6'4 height, you know. And for me, you know, it's no disadvantage for me at all. You know, I believe that, you know, my height doesn't define my skill set, and it gives me, you know, I believe that I can make any throw on the field. It's just you got to continue to work at your game and continue to play the game the right way.
Russell, what were your expectations when you got drafted and the Seahawks had acquired Matt Flynn?
My expectations were very high. You know, I always believed in myself, and I think it's the number one thing that's allowed me to be successful in the National Football League so far, and also, you know, has allowed me to be where I am today. You know, if I'd listened to everybody who ever said, you know, Russell, you can't do it, or there's no way you'll play in the National Football League, there's no way you'll be a starting quarterback in the National Football League, I wouldn't be here today. You know, I believe in my ability, my God-given ability that he gave me, and, you know, I trust my knowledge and what I know of the game, my football IQ, and just, you know, I work at it every day. You know, you got to work at this game, and you know, I'm trying to learn from the best, obviously, in terms of watching other quarterbacks across the National Football League. And, you know, obviously, I have a lot of respect for Matt Ryan and what he does, you know, in Atlanta.
I think one of the things that surprised some people is when they spent money on Matt Flynn, my analogy was Pete Carroll almost played it like a college coach, and I mean that in a positive way. He looked at you, and whatever it is, he decided you have it. You could actually lead. Age be damned, experience be damned. You were probably in a really good right situation, were you not, for the guy to actually have that kind of faith?
You're not lying. I think the biggest thing, you know, for me is that, you know, Coach Carroll gave me a great opportunity, and whenever you get an opportunity, you want to take advantage of it. And I think that, you know, God always puts me in the right place at the right time. I've been truly blessed in my life to be able to do what I've been able to do. And I think that, you just take one day at a time, and you continue to work at your game, continue to work at your craft. You try to perfect your craft, and so I think that's my mindset every day.
Russell, what did you learn from some of those smaller guys that you might have watched, like a Doug Flutie or Drew Brees and Fran Tarkington?
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, they never cared or never worried about what anybody had to say about them, you know, in terms of their play. They just went out there and trusted their reads, trusted the way they played. And, you know, for me, you know, I've been this height my whole life. Well, not my whole life, but, you know, the past, you know, 6-7 years or whatever, I've been this height, you know. And so I've learned how to play the game the right way and just trust my ability. I have long arms, I have big hands, so that allows me to throw the ball the way I do. You know, and just their ability to move, they always are able to move, obviously. I think that is a plus to my game, you know, in terms of being able to move and step back or step up and slide to the right and spin out of things and you know, try to make something happen. And I think, you know, obviously, you know, you watch guys like Drew Brees, and, you know, he keeps his eyes downfield all the time. You know, that's what I try to do when I scramble. You know, I'm never really looking just to run it. You know, I really don't like running, to be honest with you. I'd rather throw the ball all day and give to the guys, the true playmakers, and then, you know, allow me to just facilitate to the right guy at the right time. And sometimes the right decision is to run it and get something positive out of it.
The dance with the offensive line with a quarterback who can get out of the pocket and extend a play, I would imagine there's sort of a learning process there as well. Some guys walk into sacks, other guys just have an innate ability not to have it. When you're actually out or trying to find a passing lane, have you found as the year has gone along that everybody sort of knows each other better and that helps?
I definitely agree. I think that, you know, everybody kind of knows each other, and you grow and you communicate with one another, and you try to figure out, you know, this is what I'm thinking here, this is what I was thinking there. You know, as you watch the film in practice, and as you go through training camp, as you go through preseason, as you go through the season, and now in the playoffs, and so now it's just, you know, you just want to, you always want to make the smart play, you always want to make the, you know, salvage the play and do the right thing, you know, for the most part. And then there's times where you have to take a shot, but I think the main thing is just being smart with the football when you're outside the pocket.
Were there any other teams that showed interest in you? You thought you might have wound up with one of them instead of the Seahawks?
No, there's a bunch of teams, to be honest with you. But, you know, for me, you know, I'm so blessed to be a Seahawk. It's a perfect situation for me, and I'm really happy about it.
Can you talk about that decision last week on that one touchdown run by Marshawn where you ran downfield to make a block?
Yeah,
you know, I just try to make something happen. You know, obviously, Marshawn's a tremendous running back, and you never know, you know, where he's going to go. And so I think I always, you know, just try to carry out my fakes and everything. But Marshawn always tells me, you know, Russ, I got your back. And, you know, and I always tell him, I got yours too. So, you know, I was just trying to help him out and help our football team win. You know, that's the thing, you know. And he got in the end zone, which is pretty awesome.
You know,
what did your coaches have to say?
Yeah.
They're pretty excited about it. But, you know, they know I play hard every week. And, you know, like I said, you know, the key is making the smart decisions. Don't do anything crazy, or don't try to do anything that I shouldn't be doing. You know, you got to protect the quarterback, protect the team, protect myself. And so I think that's the important thing about it. But, you know, Marshawn, you know, he's a tremendous running back. And so he did a great job getting the end zone there.
You said something earlier in the year, because it was the Andrew Luck, Robert Griffin draft, and you said, not only do I want to be included, but if truth be told, I want to be better than those guys. I want people to believe. Does that maybe come from at NC State, they say, we're not so sure. You know, I think certain guys probably have the quarterback and silver spoon their whole life and they never get knocked down. Do you believe some of the things, whether it's baseball or the NC State situation, are you maybe different than some rookies in that regard from a maturity point of view?
I definitely agree with that. You know, I definitely believe that the way that I've been raised, first of all, you know, well, first of all, my faith. I think that's the number one thing. And then I think, second of all, the way my parents raised me, you know, and never settling for average, never settling for being good. You know, always, you know, don't be afraid to excel. And that's what my dad used to always tell me. And, you know, try to be great. You know, there's no reason why, you know, why not me? You know, and so that's why I always ask myself, I always tell myself, and I always try to tell my teammates, you know, why not me? Why not us? You know, and so I believe that if you put the work in and if you're talented enough and you've got that God-given ability, well, let's make something special out of it. And I think that's the biggest thing for me is, you know, continue to work and continue to believe in myself and continue to believe in my teammates and put my best foot forward. And so in terms of the draft and everything like that, you know, I always, you know, believe in myself. And I always know that, you know, I can try to be the best one day. It's a long way to go. It's a long journey. You're just trying to take one step at a time. And that's how it works.
What about this defense? What have you seen? Obviously, as the year has gone on, they've actually confused some really established quarterbacks in this league. I'm sure you know that you're going to get multiple looks. What do you think about watching this team on film?
Well, that's what you notice, you know, right away, just like you said. You notice that they do a lot of different looks and do a lot of different great things, and they've played well against some really good quarterbacks. So I think the biggest thing is you just got to play great football and got to bring our A-plus game, you know, and just play one play at a time, stay in the now, and just trust what you see.
How about the traveling? You were in the East Coast Sunday. You go back to Seattle, and now you come back again. That's got to take its toll on the team.
Yeah, Yeah, you know, I don't really think it does. I think that Coach Carr does a tremendous job. You know, we usually fly out on Friday when we're going all the way east, and so that allows us, our bodies, to adjust and get used to the time and just relax a little bit too as well. And so that really does us a huge favor. Coach Dick Carroll does a great job of that. And I think also, you know, our training staff and our strength coaches are doing a great job of putting us in the right programs in terms of, you know, just recovering our bodies. And I get in the hot tub, cold tub a bunch, you know, and so I'm in there all the time. So I just allow my body to recover, and I think that helps me. And, you know, I don't mind flying personally. You know, first of all, it's a charter, so it's not too bad. It's not like you have to go, you know, through security and everything. So it definitely helps. But, you know, it's not taking a toll on us. You know, it's the end of the season. It's playoff time. It's time to get ready to do something special. And obviously we have a tough feed in front of us. We got to go to Atlanta. It's going to be a hostile crowd, and we're looking forward to the opportunity. And like I said earlier, you just got to play one play at a time and just enjoy it for what it is and see what happens.
Has the speed of the game, people always talk about the speed of the game, especially at your position. You're at a point now where, A, you don't feel like a rookie because you've seen damn near everything they can throw at you. But the other part is, has it physically or mentally slowed down for you?
Definitely. It definitely has slowed down for me. More so mentally. I mean, obviously the game's still the same speed physically. But, you know, I think the biggest thing is just trusting my reads, trusting, knowing where I'm going with the football and believing it. And just I definitely believe it's slowed down. And the more experience I get, the more it's going to help. You know, I played a bunch in college. I started 50-plus games in college. And then coming here, and now it's my, well, I don't know, 21st game. I'm not sure exactly, but you know, whatever game and number it is, you know, it's 20 plus, you know, and so that definitely helps a lot. And that game experience and the way we practice very, very fast, and Coach Carroll does a great job of that.
Is there a difference between being open in college and being open in the pros? People talk about closing speed and everything else, and you just have to have an ability to say, I'm throwing it because I trust this guy, he's going to be where he needs to be.
Yeah, you're not lying about that. I mean, the guys are all over you. They're right there, and you just got to put it in a spot where nobody else can get it, you know, and it's just your guy. And, you know, our receivers are making great plays, and our tight ends and running backs. And so you just got to trust what you see. And you know, for me, you know, we get to go get some very, very talented corners as well, you know, in practice. So that really helps me too as well.
You guys had a 3rd-and-1 the other day, 3:21 left. They let you throw the football. And to me, that was the moment where you said, I know this guy's got the entire playbook at his fingers. Was that sort of the feeling of maybe in the beginning of the year you're going to run and see what happens, but this was, we know that we're going to get this because this guy's earned his chance?
Yeah, exactly. And I think they definitely trust me in my decision-making, what I'm doing with this ball. And, you know, and that's developed over time, you know, and that's all I've ever asked for, you know, obviously. And so it's been a great process. And like I said earlier in this conversation, you know, you just got to trust the process. You know, there's going to be ups and downs, especially being a rookie quarterback in the National Football League. There's going to be ups and downs, but, you know, how mentally tough are you going to be? You know, and I think that's the biggest thing for me is, you know, I try to be mentally tough every time.
Well, I don't want to speak for anybody else in this room. We talked to a lot of guys who got a lot of years of NFL under their experience, under their belt. They didn't handle themselves in this 8 or 10 or 12 minutes quite the way that you did. So for whatever that's worth, congratulations.
Well, I really appreciate that. That's very nice of you.
You guys good?
Yeah. Great talking to you, Russell. Take care.
Take care.
Yeah, you guys have a blessed day. See you.
All righty.